안녕하세요, 여러분. 드라이브 팟캐스트에 오신 것을 환영합니다.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Drive Podcast. Hey everyone, welcome to the Drive Podcast. Hey everyone, welcome to the Drive Podcast. Hey everyone, welcome to the Drive Podcast.
저는 진행자 피터 AIA입니다.
I'm your host, Peter AIA. I'm your host, Peter AIA. I'm your host, Peter AIA. I'm your host, Peter AIA.
피터, 또 다른 AMA에 오신 것을 환영합니다.
Peter, welcome to another AMA. Peter, welcome to another AMA. Peter, welcome to another AMA. Peter, welcome to another AMA.
어떠세요?
How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? How you doing?
좋습니다. 감사합니다.
Good, thank you. Good, thank you. Good, thank you. Good, thank you.
좋습니다.
Good. 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 Good.
그래서 오늘 우리는 환경오염과 그와 관련된 모든 것들에 대해 이야기할 것입니다.
So, today we are going to be talking about environmental pollution and all things related to that. So, today we are going to be talking about environmental pollution and all things related to that. So, today we are going to be talking about environmental pollution and all things related to that. So, today we are going to be talking about environmental pollution and all things related to that.
그 전에 저는 먼저 청취자를 위해 환경오염이 정확히 무엇을 의미하는지 그리고 왜 그것이 장수에 관한 대화에 속하는지 설명하는 것이 도움이 될 것 같습니다.
So before we do, I think it might be helpful for you to first explain to the listener what exactly do we mean by environmental pollution and also why does that even belong in a conversation around longevity? So before we do, I think it might be helpful for you to first explain to the listener what exactly do we mean by environmental pollution and also why does that even belong in a conversation around longevity? So before we do, I think it might be helpful for you to first explain to the listener what exactly do we mean by environmental pollution and also why does that even belong in a conversation around longevity? So before we do, I think it might be helpful for you to first explain to the listener what exactly do we mean by environmental pollution and also why does that even belong in a conversation around longevity?
글쎄요. 정말로 생각해보면 환경오염이란 환경에 유해한 물질이나 유해한 형태의 에너지, 즉, 우리가 논의할 것들을 도입하는 것입니다.
I mean, look, I think at a literal level, environmental pollution is the introduction of you know harmful substances or harmful forms of energy which we'll talk about into the environment. I mean, look, I think at a literal level, environmental pollution is the introduction of you know harmful substances or harmful forms of energy which we'll talk about into the environment. I mean, look, I think at a literal level, environmental pollution is the introduction of you know harmful substances or harmful forms of energy which we'll talk about into the environment. I mean, look, I think at a literal level, environmental pollution is the introduction of you know harmful substances or harmful forms of energy which we'll talk about into the environment.
그리고 주해한이라는 단어가 여기서 중요한 역할을 한다고 생각합니다.
And I think the word harmful is doing a lot of work there. And I think the word harmful is doing a lot of work there. And I think the word harmful is doing a lot of work there. And I think the word harmful is doing a lot of work there.
We're not just talking about something being unnatural, man-made, or detectable. We're not just talking about something being unnatural, man-made, or detectable. We're not just talking about something being unnatural, man-made, or detectable. We're not just talking about something being unnatural, man-made, or detectable.
That wouldn't kind of rise to the level we are talking about. That wouldn't kind of rise to the level we are talking about. That wouldn't kind of rise to the level we are talking about. That wouldn't kind of rise to the level we are talking about.
We're talking about an exposure that can negatively affect a living system. We're talking about an exposure that can negatively affect a living system. We're talking about an exposure that can negatively affect a living system. We're talking about an exposure that can negatively affect a living system.
그리고 저는 이 팟캐스트의 목적상 우리가 관심 있는 시스템이라는 점을 잠시 강조하고 싶습니다.
And I'm going to just pause it for the moment that we are the system of interest for the purpose of this podcast. And I'm going to just pause it for the moment that we are the system of interest for the purpose of this podcast. And I'm going to just pause it for the moment that we are the system of interest for the purpose of this podcast. And I'm going to just pause it for the moment that we are the system of interest for the purpose of this podcast.
명백한 예들로는 대기 오염도 있고 수질 오염, 토양 오염도 있습니다.
So, the obvious examples which we will discuss are things like air pollution but also things like water pollution, soil contamination. So, the obvious examples which we will discuss are things like air pollution but also things like water pollution, soil contamination. So, the obvious examples which we will discuss are things like air pollution but also things like water pollution, soil contamination. So, the obvious examples which we will discuss are things like air pollution but also things like water pollution, soil contamination.
하지만 우리가 다룰 다른 것들은 소음이나 인공 빛과 같은 에너지의 형태나 감각적 방해를 나타낼 수 있는 오염의 형태들입니다.
But other things that we're going to touch on are forms of pollution that can refer to forms of energy or sensory disruption such as noise and artificial light. But other things that we're going to touch on are forms of pollution that can refer to forms of energy or sensory disruption such as noise and artificial light. But other things that we're going to touch on are forms of pollution that can refer to forms of energy or sensory disruption such as noise and artificial light. But other things that we're going to touch on are forms of pollution that can refer to forms of energy or sensory disruption such as noise and artificial light.
이제 우리는 이미 미세 플라스틱, PFAS, 프탈레이트 같은 화학 오염 물질에 대해 암말을 했습니다.
Now, we already did an AMA on chemical pollutants like microplastics, PFAS, phthalates. Now, we already did an AMA on chemical pollutants like microplastics, PFAS, phthalates. Now, we already did an AMA on chemical pollutants like microplastics, PFAS, phthalates. Now, we already did an AMA on chemical pollutants like microplastics, PFAS, phthalates.
그리고 물론 우리는 그것을 링크할 것이므로 사람들이 돌아가서 그것을 들을 수 있습니다.
And we'll obviously link to that for folks so they can go back and hear that. And we'll obviously link to that for folks so they can go back and hear that.
And we'll obviously link to that for folks so they can go back and hear that. And we'll obviously link to that for folks so they can go back and hear that.
So
I'm not going to obviously repeat that stuff. So I'm not going to obviously repeat that stuff. So I'm not going to obviously repeat that stuff. So I'm not going to obviously repeat that stuff.
대신에 저는 물리적 환경과 사람들이 일상생활에서 마주하는 노출에 더 초점을 맞추고 싶습니다.
Instead, I want to focus more on the physical environment and the exposures that people encounter every day in their life. Instead, I want to focus more on the physical environment and the exposures that people encounter every day in their life. Instead, I want to focus more on the physical environment and the exposures that people encounter every day in their life. Instead, I want to focus more on the physical environment and the exposures that people encounter every day in their life.
그리고 제 생각에 여기서 가장 중요한 것들은 기본적으로 당신이 호흡하는 공기, 당신이 듣는 소음, 당신이 노출되는 빛, 그리고 우리 주변의 전자 기장입니다.
And I think the big ones here is basically the air that you're breathing, the noise you're hearing, the light that you're exposed to, and the electromagnetic fields around us. And I think the big ones here is basically the air that you're breathing, the noise you're hearing, the light that you're exposed to, and the electromagnetic fields around us. And I think the big ones here is basically the air that you're breathing, the noise you're hearing, the light that you're exposed to, and the electromagnetic fields around us. And I think the big ones here is basically the air that you're breathing, the noise you're hearing, the light that you're exposed to, and the electromagnetic fields around us.
다시 말해, 제가 지금 물과 토양을 다루지 않는 이유는 그 대부분이 미세 플라스틱, PFAS, 그리고 프탈레이트를 통해 포착되기 때문이며, 이것들이 일반적으로 그것들이 이동하는 매개체입니다.
Again. The reason I'm not covering water and soil right now is a lot of that was captured through microplastics, PFAS, and phthalates, which is generally the vehicle through which those travel. Again, the reason I'm not covering water and soil right now is a lot of that was captured through microplastics, PFAS, and phthalates, which is generally the vehicle through which those travel. Again, the reason I'm not covering water and soil right now is a lot of that was captured through microplastics, PFAS, and phthalates, which is generally the vehicle through which those travel. Again, the reason I'm not covering water and soil right now is a lot of that was captured through microplastics, PFAS, and phthalates, which is generally the vehicle through which those travel.
네.
Okay. 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 Okay.
그런데 당신의 두 번째 질문으로 이것이 왜 수명 연장에 대한 논의에 포함되어야 합니까?
Then to your second question, why does this belong in a discussion around longevity? Then to your second question, why does this belong in a discussion around longevity? Then to your second question, why does this belong in a discussion around longevity? Then to your second question, why does this belong in a discussion around longevity?
글쎄요. 그것은 정말로 다시 해롭다는 것이 무엇인지에 대한 정의로 귀결됩니다.
Well, it really comes down to again the definition of what harmful is. Well, it really comes down to again the definition of what harmful is. Well, it really comes down to again the definition of what harmful is. Well, it really comes down to again the definition of what harmful is. Well,